Hello and welcome to the Dragon Show. This is Dragon and Spirit together. I am Xander. This is Alkali.
I'm not here.
We are here with a washing machine.
I thought it'd be done by now.
Because Spirit likes to wash everything and make as much noise as possible.
It's not my fault that you use 17 glasses every time you're here.
I try to keep it the one coffee and teacup thing.
And I keep cleaning them because you leave them not in the room that you are in.
Oh, fine. But
if you would keep them on your person, I would not clean them.
Fuck you, that's all I gotta say about that. I'm not doing too well right now. I actually had a huge hangover this morning.
Had or have?
Had.
Oh, so it went away?
Kinda.
Oh, so you're still young.
What?
Old people hangovers don't go away for a day.
Are you serious?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, God.
Because me and John, we're old people.
I'm older than you!
Yeah, but me and John are professional alcoholics, you have to remember. Like, we don't get a hangover like you do. I've seen you in your hangovers.
Uh-huh.
Like, your hangovers are you wake up in the middle of the night, you feel crummy, you go to the washroom, you go back to bed, you wake up a little while later, you feel crummy, you go back to the washroom, and as the day progresses, you get better. Me and John, our world shatters when we have a hangover.
Oh, okay.
There's no getting out of bed to puke. You just aim and go.
Ugh. See, for me, I woke up, I worked out for half an hour, I puked.
You can work out after having a hangover?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a really young dragon. You're a hatchling.
Usually my fucking heart beats through my chest and my back is bouncing off the bed.
That wasn't, you were laying on your cat.
And then Mia's like, meow, 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 meow. Just staring and being confused.
Told you, you were laying on your cat.
Yeah, I puked once, and then I puked twice this morning when I... Oh my God, the fucking trains, I had the worst week ever. So yeah, I got off the train, I had to puke. And the Metro trains have been awful, so I had to wait forever for another train. I should have just gone all the way to Chicago and done the L train back. But then I wouldn't be able to puke, so...
Bringing up trains,
okay.
John had an interesting idea.
Oh, dear.
So our listeners out there know that the worst thing about Xander's job is his commute.
Yes.
What train do you take in?
Northwest Line.
And it takes you, once you get off that L train, it takes you like an hour because you're on the bus, right?
Yeah.
Do you know that you can park at Midway Airport, take the L train right there, and then drive home instead of being on the stinky, stinky bus with all of the evil people that you think is going to steal all of your technology?
Wait, I don't know if that would be any faster, honestly.
I've seen your bus. It'd be much faster.
I'm going to have to do the math. I don't know.
Here's the math. Bus equals stop every block. Car equals you slamming into pedestrians. Pedestrians can't stop a car. You keep going.
So you think I should drive to the airport and...
There's a parking lot. That's where John used to park to go to work.
Okay.
There's like a dollar a day or something like that.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it keep the doctor away?
No, that would be apples and anal.
Anal a day? I don't think that's a good
Absolutely.
Advice.
Anal a day keeps the doctor away, because here's the thought process behind that. Sooner or later, the doctor's going to stick his phalanges up your butthole. Now, if the doctor sticks his phalanges up there and all of a sudden finds your prostate and gives it a little wiggle, you're like, oh, you're good or you're bad. But if he sticks his finger out there and all of a sudden it's like a hose of ranch dressing over him, you're not going back to that doctor again. He's going to give you a clean bill of health and a lot of STD tests.
This sounds more like your Nickelodeon show where the, like, just the hose coming out of the anus kind of thing.
Is that one of my shows? Did I come up with this before?
God damn it. It sprayed a clown, he had a sad face, and he had a happy face. You don't remember these things?
No, I don't remember half the shit we talk about when we're not doing the podcast.
That's true.
When you talk as much as I do, you learn to tune yourself out.
Yeah, that's true. Fuck you. Go ahead.
I'm trying something new today.
Okay.
Because, you know, you've made fun of my weight nonstop for the last 2 years.
You are full of shit.
That's all you ever did.
Fatty.
See?
Yeah. I don't even notice it anymore. Yeah.
You may not say that I'm fat, but your eyes say that I'm fat. Whenever you run your eyes over my body and I see you go wide cross-eyed just so you can take the whole thing in, I know that I'm fat.
Oh, I also write on my eyelids. Like Indiana Jones. Instead of I love you, it's just like, hey, fatty.
Stop eating donuts.
That's a lot to write on your eyelids.
By the way, the Dunkin' Donuts by my office is now open when I get out of work. So every day it's a battle of, do I really, really need to get a donut this morning? And I walk past it, and I'm so proud of myself. Like, no, I didn't get a donut. I should reward myself. And then I stop at McDonald's and get two chicken McMuffins or something.
You're missing the point here.
Yeah, I know. I my whole reward system is flawed. But today I went to Jewel,
okay,
and I saw something very healthy.
What?
Akaberry.
Akaberry. Fine, you win.
Akira Berry. Let's call it Akira Berry. So they have Akira Berry V8 splashes now.
Okay.
So here we go, ladies and gentlemen of our audience. I'm about to taste Akira Berry for the first time.
Akaberry.
Akira Berry.
Fine. He's drinking it. Yay. What's it taste like?
Like blueberry and disgusting.
Oh, that's why it's healthy.
Oh, yeah, that is why it's healthy. Yeah. It's a very strange taste. Hold on, I gotta try this again.
Okay, you acquired the beer taste. You can acquire this one, too. That's how I see it.
You know, you have a very valid point.
Yeah.
When I first started drinking beer, I never thought I'd become a beer guy, but now, oh my God.
It took me like 10 years. It's terrible.
Well, you know what the worst part is? So we drank beer for that long. Like, yeah. It took me, what, like a good 5 years before I was like, yes, I would like to sit down and have a beer.
Yeah.
And what happened, like, a year after I'm like, yeah, beer? We switch over to fucking cider. Now all we drink is hard cider.
Is it okay to mix those?
Beer and cider?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not definitely not the worst thing that you've mixed, Mr. Bloody Mary, and then...
Bloody Mary's mixed with everything.
No, they don't. Yes, Bloody Mary's mixed with a hangover. That's actually what they mix with.
Oh, okay.
That's the perfect hair on the dog drink.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Yeah. I tend to go from zero to shit face.
No, you don't. You tend to go from zero to forgetting how many drinks you've had to traveling through time in your own mind to shit face, because the rest of us get to enjoy the journey with you.
Yeah, I kind of brought some Guinness and cider to Toshu and Axel's, a friend of mine. And I felt really bad because I was the only one getting drunk, because I'm like, fuck it, I'm getting drunk. It's the Golden Globes.
That's like, how the Golden Globes were on last night?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I'm like, bitch, the Golden Globes are on.
Who won?
Rich people and a black person.
Wait, which is the Golden Globes? What is that?
That's the international one.
International what? Music? Film? TV?
Film and TV.
Oh, okay.
Which is weird.
Did Breaking Bad win anything?
Yes, it won TV show.
Damn straight it did.
So that was happy time. So yes. Bryan Cranston.
Oh, Bryan Cranston won?
Uh-huh.
I love that man.
Leonardo DiCaprio won Best Comedy Actor, which is weird.
Wait, he was in a comedy?
Yeah, that Wolf of Wall Street is supposed to be a comedy.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's very...
There's nothing funny about my job.
Yeah, there
actually,
is.
Okay, no, I can see that being... Okay.
See, that's the thing, but your life is nothing like theirs, I think. I
mean, oh, that's sad now.
I don't know, but you don't... Well, you don't have a... We live here. We're not in a penthouse.
We live here.
I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you for trivializing my house.
We live here.
I already lost my car. Now you're going to make my house feel like shit? Fuck you.
I don't push a button and it's like the snow melts away from the driveway.
I do. It's called you. I put my dick in you and then I tell you to go shovel.
It's not how it works.
I'm sorry. Is that not how it worked this last few weeks?
You need to be richer. Be a wolf. Oh, you're the ferret of Wall Street.
Right, exactly.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
We hide all of our money under the couch.
Is that going to be the scene?
Money and raisins.
The FBI comes and like, where's all the money? It's under the couch. It's like a trap door and shit. And you hear, do-do-do-do-do-do. I've been playing way too much Zelda.
Wait, Zelda's back out?
Yeah, there's another Zelda. You know the 2D Zelda?
Yeah, I loved the original Zelda.
I'm playing a new one.
They made a new, like, original style Zelda?
Yeah.
I would totally play that. Give me
it. It's fun.
Give me
it. No, it's fun.
What system is it on?
3DS.
I don't know what that is.
You know, it's the one that makes you see 3D.
How do you use that? You're blind.
When I wear my special contacts, I can do it.
Oh, really? Do you finally get to see 3D?
Yeah.
Is it amazing?
And colors. I finally see colors.
I thought you were... Wait, what?
I can taste colors.
Oh.
But that's the LSD talk.
And the Akaberry. I still don't know how to feel about
taste
this.
You
gotta try this.
Okay.
You gotta try. Okay, here it goes. Here we go.
How much vodka?
Xander, a lot of vodka, but that's okay. You can still taste the Akaberry.
You have to this is good for you. You have to displace it with a bat.
Exactly.
Otherwise, well, there's not equivalent exchange.
Okay, believe, this is not even a joke. Hold on, before you drink that, do you know why there's vodka in there?
No.
Because today I was at Jewel, and frozen pizzas were 5 for $10. So I bought 5 and went to put them in my freezer, but the vodka was in the way. So I need to finish the vodka to make room for the pizzas. That's right. That's how lazy, fat, and stupid I am.
I hate you.
Now drink the Akaberry. Here we go. Xander's first Akaberry. Ooh, it's passed over the lips, through the gums.
Yeah, that's weird. It's like...
blueberry and death.
It's kind of like a popsicle.
Obstacle!
But I have
we ever told that story?
I don't think we have.
Okay, next. Keep going.
Okay, quick pizza story. I saw something in the internet I loved, which was somebody got a pizza with the David Starr on it. The pepperonis just happened to make a David Starr.
Oh my god.
And someone said, did you feel guilty throwing it in the oven? So it's nice to know that people are just as evil as we are.
That is awesome.
I notice how many of my jokes, like, oh, fuck, I went to Hitler again. Oh, fuck, I went to World War II. Oh, fuck, I went to Jews and the fucking genocide again.
Hey, go with what you know.
I think it's the German coming out in me.
Yeah, just, I think so.
It naturally just goes to that place. Like, my, oh, like New Year's resolutions. Do you have New Year's resolutions?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we mentioned them.
Yeah, I'm not still going over these again. I already failed. Shut the hell up.
Oh,
what part of I bought 5 pizzas don't you understand?
Well, since I'm German, I'm not going to kill any Jews this year.
That's your New Year's resolution?
That's my New Year's resolution.
And don't forget, you can always slip up once, but as long as you do it... Right, okay. So you can only kill one
Jew. But if I do slip
Jew.
Off, here's... If I slip up, I do not get caught.
Obviously.
Okay, you're going to help me out with that?
I'll hide you under the couch with my money.
I have something for you in my backpack.
Is it a body?
Yeah.
Just ashes?
No, I haven't gotten to that part yet.
I've got you covered.
I was hoping to use your oven.
Yeah. There's use the rape basement. There's a pit.
There's all the curly Q things and the hats and a big beard. It's kind of messy.
Is it just me or do the Jewish hats look like chip bowls?
Chip bowls? Oh, yeah.
You can just turn them over. And I think that's why Jews are always ready for a party.
What? You're talking about the little Jew hats.
Yeah,
I'm thinking the Hasidic Jew hats.
No, I'm talking about the little ones that if they're bald, they're like, oh, I'm so glad I'm a Jew.
Maybe we can turn that into a restaurant. I'm always thinking of restaurant ideas. So you bring your own bowl, but you have to clean it out.
It's called the upside down Jew hat. Everything's made in an oven.
You get the bowl, you finish your meal, and you have a little Jew hat.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, we'll call it Jew Hats Chipotle.
Jew Hat Place. You are the worst at coming up with it. In fact, aren't you the one who named me and John's restaurant? I'm pretty sure you're the one who came up with that.
No, you made up.
Did I make up
everything
that?
Everything is fried in bacon.
Everything's fried in bacon grease.
No, instead of burrito bowl, like, could I have a Jew hat? Oh, you want a Jew hat full of chicken, beef, steak, or pork? Oh, no, you can't have pork. That was a test. You don't get the Jew hat anymore.
Ah, damn it.
They just give you a cross filled with rice.
What the fuck?
So then you can put that on your wall.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Yeah.
You're not allowed to start any restaurants. I'm pretty sure the FDA is going to come after
us. It's not a very efficient plate. I wouldn't want to eat off a cross.
Could you imagine if you made that restaurant and a Jewish FDA agent saw this? Like, let me see the ovens. And we're just cracking up.
Aw. Hide the ovens! You can't hide the ovens.
Oh, I can hide the ovens.
Okay, hide the Jews! anyway.
That's the trick.
What?
Like, we'd actually have Jews under the floorboard.
Oh, okay.
That we've tricked into thinking it's World War III and Hitler was reincarnated. It adds to the atmosphere.
Okay.
We'd have a bunch of girls living upstairs in the attic, writing diaries nonstop. Day 47. I can't believe he's making me write more diary entries. Today he had me sew 17 hats for the burrito bowl.
I hate you.
When will it all end? When will the madness stop?
Are they all named Anne?
No, I hate that name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to name all the girls Frank.
Oh, okay, Frank.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That way we still tip the hat and remind them that men are superior.
Your name's Frank now. Okay. So what were you going to mention earlier?
I have no idea.
God damn it.
That's gone now.
I mentioned pizza.
I was going to say that we can actually have a segment on the show that you wanted in the original conception. Yeah, we're going to go with that. Sure, conception for the Dragon Show.
I think that's technically right.
I played a video game.
Yay!
Yes,
I played a video game.
I sat down in a chair.
Okay.
And used a mouse to click things, and I enjoyed it.
What is it?
I'm halfway done with it.
Oh, okay.
Shadowrun.
Yeah.
Yes, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I gotta put a huge recommendation out there, especially if you love the old-time games. It's turn-based attacks. It's very, very strongly based off the Shadowrun universe.
Mm-hmm.
If you know the Shadowrun rules, you'll get character generation immediately, which, of course, because I'm a nerd, I grabbed the rule book and checked everything as I did it because I'm a dork. But I've been having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
It's one of those, you know, walk around, do a lot of dialogue, choose your different... it kind of reminds me of, like, Neverwinter Nights.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's really, really well done.
It's got good old-fashioned racism so far, too.
You know, it has the wonderful Shadowrun racism.
Oh, okay.
So, like, oh, well, we can't make fun of black people and Jews, so let's just call them trolls and orcs. And like, okay, sure. Like, it's so over the top.
Elves are Asians, and trolls are Jews?
You know, I'm playing an elf in the game.
Okay.
Somebody called me a dandelion eater, and I laughed for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, I got that, too.
You... goddamn dandelion eater. I'm like, this is awesome. They did it. They can be as racist as they want because it's so nonsensical.
Are they vegetarians or something?
No, I think they're just... If I remember correctly...
Okay.
Kinda.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, in the Shadowrun universe, it's like based off of our universe. So when you think of... When a jock would think of like an elf,
yeah.
It's like, oh, that's a fairy faggot, son of a bitch. So yeah, dandelion eater works.
Okay. I gotta think of more. It inspires me to think up more interesting racism.
Yeah, I was. I like it when you get drunk and start making up new stereotypes.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Oh yeah, new stereotypes.
Yeah, you had a few of those the last time you were drunk with me.
Yeah, I just can't remember.
No, well, we were drunk.
Down.
That's why we can't write it. We tried writing things
new
down.
New Year's resolution: write things down.
Well, I think we're gonna need something to record it. I can't read my handwriting.
Oh, you can't.
Right.
I actually want to come out to my coworkers. I fucking wussed out. I totally wussed out. Like
what? Like today?
When I first came back, like, hey guys, I was writing this email. I'm like, hey guys, hope you had good weather. I was shoveling my boyfriend's thing all day.
Ass.
Yeah, ass all day. Yeah, that's really good. I was shoveling my boyfriend's ass.
You're a faggot.
What did he
they
get
don't
out of his
know.
Ass?
They don't know. They don't
so
know what
many
that
questions.
Means.
Could you imagine though if I was like one day they know nothing about me? Like, oh yeah, I'm helping out my boyfriend run a furry convention. So yeah, I need. And then there's a bachelor party to do, but there's gonna be a lot of. I need a lot of lube because then there's that and like bombard them with information.
I think that it's the only way to go. Well, like at this point, you can't just kind of throw it into the conversation that you're gay. You've been working with them for what? 2 years?
Four,
2.5 years?
4?
You've been at this job for 4 years?
Something like that.
Wow, time flies by when you're depressed.
Yay.
But, like, just throw it all at them. Exactly what you just said. Like, yeah, I'm helping Alkali run, you know, my boyfriend, who I'm the bottom for. I'm helping him run a fur convention where he's probably going to whore my ass out to at least 3 special guests. When we're done, I'm in charge of a party for the Oscars, like I run every year, where the entire thing will be projected onto my ass. And whenever Steve Martin talks, I will put his mouth right where my butthole is and fart so that it looks like his mouth is moving.
What is wrong with you?
Once I peed on a dog. And just go with that. Just
okay.
And then eat an apple.
Okay.
Because nothing says nonchalant like taking a bite out of a red delicious apple.
Well, it makes people think of anal. Because
oh, obvious.
One anal a day keeps the doctor away.
That's right. Yeah.
And until you get AIDS. So.
Then lots of doctors.
Yes. Yeah. Then lots of doctors.
Yeah.
Okay, so... I could be like super. I could be super sneaky, and I could change my Steam ID because I gave them my Steam ID. They could just look at my friends list and look at all the furry faggots on my goddamn.
Especially because
list.
I'm pretty sure more than one of them is like faggot McBucktard, like, bottom McSlucked anal,
Mayor McCheese Dick,
Jeff McHardbottom.
Jeff McHard. Okay, people are gonna start taking these names and like. Or I could just have a really gay icon, like as gay as I could possibly make it. I don't know.
Anal do condom break.
Anal do condom break? I could just change my name to that.
Jeff McHard Knees.
Hard, oh, because I'm always on my knees. I see. You are way too entertained by this.
Kyle Tongue Lasher.
Kyle fart box. Isn't that what it is? Tongue punch your fart box. Oops, wrong group. Sorry, guys. I accidentally sent that to my coworkers.
Sloppy Joe Seconds.
And I just have a two icon, like, woo! Number two. And it's a butt. There's a butt, and there's, like, just someone giving the peace sign with the two. I'm going in second. Oh, yeah.
Bert, turd wrong way.
Turd wrong way? Catholic priest. There's always that.
Hershey, lost dick covered.
Butt Pope.
Butt Pope!
Butt Pope! No. It's just the Pope in a rainbow outfit. He's got a butt nut, butt on his head.
Abs hard bottom.
Moving on. Enough with your names. If you want, you can send in your favorite gay names, or just change your name and send it to my coworkers, apparently.
You know what? What? Everyone send in the best names you can come up with. Xander will compile them into one list, and I will try to read them without laughing. I will just read them in a normal speaking voice, trying to not laugh. We'll see which name gets me first.
Depressed Hamburglar.
Depressed Hamburglar.
No, Pressed Hamburglar.
Oh, that's but, even better.
Yes. Although depressed works too. If I was constantly eating cheeseburgers, you would just be like, how is he thin, first of all? Like, he should be having a heart attack. Like, he should look like the Grimace. We all know people like that. You can eat anything they want. Fucking Hamburglar.
Buns spread them.
God damn it. Is that like Ash Ketchum? Ash Ketchum and Buns spread them.
Yes.
Okay. He just looks like Ash Ketchum, but he's very gay. Okay.
Hitler Von AIDS.
Moving on.
That's right, I'm taking the good ones. Hitler Von AIDS. Okay, we have a new character. Hitler Von AIDS. You know that he's a dragon show character the second you hear that.
Hitler Von AIDS.
Hitler Von AIDS. Hitler Von AIDS McHerpystein. There. Now he's a dragon show character.
He kills people the more inefficient way. With AIDS. It just takes a few years. Get back to me.
Fuck you, I'm amused.
Okay, it's fine. It's actually the most you've laughed in like forever.
Shut up. I'm not depressed.
You are so depressed. I came in here, you're like eating every Dorito.
It wasn't Doritos, it was the hell are those? Chex Mix.
Oh, okay.
It was.
And why'd you buy Oreos? Because they're on sale.
They were on sale. I also bought milk. Because I had Oreos that were on sale.
Oh, you weren't around when we were perusing thisiswhyyourfat.com. It's amazing. Holy
shit. This is
shit.
Why you're fat.
Don't go there. You'll get ideas.
Oh, I'm so going there.
No, fuck. You're going to be looking at this at work.
Like, I can't tonight. I have a D&D game tomorrow. I have to make my D&D stuff.
You could basically, like, you can combine Reese's and Oreos and shit. It's amazing.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Okay, maybe you shouldn't have told me about this.
Yeah.
The last one that I ever, that I saw that I wish I would have never heard of was the, what was her name? The Southern Belle cooking lady.
Oh, Paula Deen.
Yes. Paula Deen had a recipe for a Krispy Kreme casserole. That's right. Paula Deen, the racist, made a KKK.
KKK?
Yep. KKK. Oh my god, I love... We need to do this! Oh my god!
Oh my god!
We need to make a KKK.
You heard it here first.
KKK!
At First Squared. Go to First Squared.
Go to First Squared. There should be, if we have time,
A KKK. Will it just be a big clan hood
thing? Oh my god! We can't do this. We're going to get sued.
And there's like a black guy hanging his chocolate. I want the chocolate, but I feel bad eating them.
Oh, no, no. I know exactly what the KKK cake is.
Okay.
It's in the shape of a cross, but it's a flambé.
Oh, yes. I want a KKK.
Oh, my God.
I think we got the name. Oh, but, you know, we did Rave Cake last year.
Oh, yeah, we did do a Rave Cake.
But I still think the name of this episode should be KKK.
KKK. We're really turning this into a fat food show. You do know that.
I know. But I like food, and then I'm thinking about it when I'm not eating it.
KKK.
The Grand Dragon Fountain? I don't know.
The Grand Dragon Fountain? Hey, I drink on that.
They have the coolest name. They have the Grand Dragon as, like, their main guy.
Is that seriously? No, it's a Grand Wizard, I thought.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, they're wizards.
Don't they have a dragon, too?
Yeah, we'll give them a dragon.
Why not?
Yeah, they set enough shit on fire.
Yeah, the English version of Shark Tank is apparently Dragon's Den.
What?
Have you heard that?
No.
Yeah, when all the business people, like, say your idea is shit, or they give you things, it's called Dragon's
Den. Yeah, we just call that work.
Oh, okay. It's called Dragon's Den. It'd be awesome.
Fine, we'll call it Dragon's Den.
No, no, no. Okay,
I'll bring it up at work.
I want a KKK.
KKK. Oh my God, we're gonna get sued.
By who?
I don't know. Someone who goes to our con.
So anyone who takes us seriously.
Yeah, anyone who takes us seriously is retarded.
Oh, I seriously was like, should we have a gun on our badge? That was actually coming up, and like John is like, yes.
Yeah, that was perfect. When we just had a meeting, and the person designing our badge came up with a beautiful concept for, it's the end of the world.
Right.
So it's an amazing concept, but the question came up, should we really have a pistol on the front of our badge? To which our director of finance, who is a hardcore NRA member, said, if you don't put it on there, I'm going to just draw it in. And he has no artistic talent, so I really want to see, like, little pretty princess gun stickers that he's just sticking to every badge.
Plus, it's Wisconsin. That's what they do for
fun. It's true. I didn't even think of that.
I mean, they have the beers, that like with the Milwaukee beers.
He could be shooting a beer. That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Homer when he got his gun. That's how he opened his beer.
He shot it.
Yep.
Yeah, totally.
Turned off the lights, turned on the TV, and opened his beer with a gun.
No, they have the Milwaukee Brewers. There should also be, like, the guns. Why not?
Dude, the Milwaukee Brewers, the stadium. Oh, my. Me and Jeff Koss, snap.
We've driven by there a lot.
I've been there. We used to go once a year for, like, 5 years in a row.
Okay.
We would go for the Cubs-Brewers game. We would get the same seats every year because the Brewers Stadium has this section that's full service.
Oh,
you
wow.
sit down, they have a waiter come out to you, you can order this stuff, and then when we were done, every year we do the same thing because to get back on the highway was a bitch and the highway wouldn't move. But you could just take a few side streets over to Pottawatomie Casino, and we total up the entire cost of the trip.
God damn it.
And bet that one. Because it's like, okay, the trip cost the two of us $100 total.
So double or nothing.
So we take exactly, double or nothing. And if we lost, we were down $200, then we just kind of gamble. But if we won, we would just go to the bar and say that night was basically free and get drunk and then sober up and then the roads would be clear.
I am not good at gambling.
No, you're not.
I'm not. I'm like, hey, but if I lose that, then I double it, I can get me all my money back. You ever go on that spiral?
No, I did. Well, okay, maybe once. But I won, and then I stopped.
Yeah, basically. And I'm like, yeah, I won. I'll try not to think of all the other times I lost.
Yep.
So
we're going to Vegas again this year.
Oh, no!
Yep, no, we are.
I'll try to distract myself with looking at the boys that aren't there.
Hell no, you're gambling.
Well, they're all doing jumping jacks and cartwheels behind closed doors. But they have the women strolling around. What about us? Why isn't there a gay casino?
That's a really good question.
That is a good question.
We could make a... Oh, my God.
Gay-sino?
Gay-sino? You're a genius.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what it'd be called?
What?
This won't work for half of our listeners.
Would you like a fag? And they got the cigarettes and everything.
No, I think only older people will get this, but it's a famous Vegas casino. We'll be called the Brown Nugget.
Oh,
instead
yeah.
of the gold nugget.
That's terrible.
Thank you. Dude, that would be... You know what the worst part is? Like, I don't think it would work on the strip because, you know, mob.
Right.
But, like, that would be an amazing casino. The slots. We just call them sluts.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you get bar, 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 it just sprays you with ranch dressing.
Can we just make the lever just dildos?
Absolutely. That's a given.
Oh, they spray you if you win.
Yeah, if you win. And then, of course, the money still comes out, but you also get the pheromone-induced semen covering you. And then the entire cast of Thunder Down Under comes out and gives you a lap dance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, that's...
Casino would have the best shows, too.
It really would. It's me. I'd be running it. The entire casino would be the show.
Oh, okay.
Gambling and a show.
Wow.
Dick-shaped glasses.
You just come...
Dick-shaped dice, which is really awkward when you're playing craps, but, you know, it goes with the motif.
You just come by, you produce a fireball and a dove, just for no reason. Magic is gay!
Oh, would our casino be allowed to have craps? I don't think we would.
Oh.
Rule one, no poopy dick.
You douche before the craps.
Oh, okay, there you go.
After the craps, you douche.
Yep.
And you're...
The craps table is actually under a layer of soapy water.
Oh, you get those dice to float.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
this is
going to
work great. Except when your bet floats away.
Horse racing? We just have horse racing?
No, there's only one way we could do horse racing, and it would be through the casino. And I think you just had the same idea, didn't you?
Pony race?
Basically from...
Like a little... Yeah.
What's that game? Yes! That's exactly what I was thinking.
From Saints Row, yeah.
And the guy... And they'll be on a raised track throughout the entire outside of the casino, and they'll be super twinks because we're going to make them race for 8 hours a day. While pulling a cart.
Yeah. That's awesome.
With the Thunder from Down Under guys on top of it. Their only break will be when somebody hits big on a slot machine and they have to go give them a lap dance.
Can we make the stage just medieval theme for the shit of it, too? Like,
was there any other way?
Yeah, because that's how I'm picturing it.
Well, actually, I think the stage would be medieval dungeon themed as it would be to be a DSM, yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Absolutely.
It could change with every month.
And for those of you with jungle fever, blackjack.
Oh my god, I hate you. 21, bitch!
And Pai Gao would be the little Asian boys. Oh, you got a queen. I know, baby.
Oh, my God. I can't come up with any more gay casino jokes.
Really?
I can't.
We haven't even gone to the rooms yet.
I know.
Well, first off, the elevators wouldn't work because we're furries and that's just how everything works.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
No elevators. The pool would have to be heavily chlorinated.
I have been in one of those pools. Like,
oh my God.
I couldn't even breathe. That's like how much chlorine was in. So yeah, you'd have to do that.
No one's going to believe this, but I used to be part of a gym.
Oh, wow.
Right over here on where I live, off 95th Street, had a gym with a lap pool.
Oh, I thought you were thinking of a different
gym. No, an actual gym.
Oh,
I was also part of one of those gyms, but it had nothing to do with working out. Well, I guess a little working out, but I digress. They had the lap pool and the hot tub in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
And when you would walk in there, it really depended on your D&D constitution score for your person. If you had a constitution above 12,
uh-huh,
it was daunting to be in there. If you were below 12, and this isn't even a joke, I watched this happen to more than one person. You just get a nosebleed.
Oh,
the chlorine was so heavy that you immediately got a nosebleed.
Maybe they're Asian and they're really horny.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, that happens.
But the Asians' bodies are so small, if they have a big enough dick, they shouldn't have any blood left.
Oh, cool! And it's whoosh.
Oh, Akira! That's what I'm drinking.
For some reason, have you seen that in animes where they have a nosebleed?
Yeah, for no reason.
I don't get it.
It's,
that has never came to mind that, like, my penis is hard, therefore I have a nosebleed.
Yeah, usually there's enough blood down there that I just get dizzy.
So, yes, Gaysino.
Gaysino's going to work out.
It's coming in
brown
the future
nugget.
Of First Squared.
The brown nugget.
The brown... No! Not the brown nugget. Jesus Christ. Can we go a little more classy?
A little more...
Caesar's Gay Palace. I don't know. Or just pronounce it differently. Caesar's Palace! You have to say it that way every time. You're like, welcome to Caesar's Palace! Are you bringing any children in?
The Deluxor.
Don't. Body Works? Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
We just have all the dead bodies doing gay sex.
And here's another mummy fucking a mummy.
We call it mummy fuck.
Mummy fuck.
Ooh, mummy now, fuck.
Now to our new slot machine, mummy fuck. And when you win, it just sprays you with bandages.
For those who don't know, Body Works is basically they take dead bodies and they strip them of their flesh and like, ooh, look, they're wax.
Yeah, it's like art biology. Art yeah. meets biology meets necrophilia.
Basically.
Yeah,
that's
I
just
love
you.
It.
That's just you.
I thought like, it was so cool.
I'm looking at a dead body. It's a, you know, I kind of would want that, other than just, you know, putting me in the ground or burning me up. Just use me for a reason.
I was planning on it.
Wait, how, in what way?
Yo.
Me?
What? I can kill you.
Oh, no, that's not part of the party.
Oh, you're not giving me permission to kill you?
No, you have
to
wait.
The dragon show is still good, guys. I thought this might have been our last episode.
You have to wait.
Oh, I have to... This is bullshit.
Yeah, sorry.
Then you'll be an old dead body.
When I'm dead... Oh, that's kind of... Well, you don't know.
That's true.
Yeah, that's how... This is terrible.
You better not die this week. I'd feel really bad.
Oh, my God. But you get sad first, then you're like, oh, I have a body to play
with. Yeah, it'll make me feel better. Maybe it'll end the depression.
Here, for a square, it's time for the puppet show, and my body just comes down to the strings.
Da 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 da.
Hi, everybody! Hi! I'm in my fursuit. Hi, everybody! Hi, Jenner! Hi!
Your arm falls off.
They're just, like, flailing. Yeah, the arm falls off.
And maggots crawl out. Like, did you at least preserve it? No!
I'm so glad I got the front row.
You may be covered in maggots.
Anyway, that's kind of our time.
I'm Xander. Oh, I really wanted to be Xander.
And I'm still alive.
Oh, what?
You have to wait till... Oh, for those who don't know, First Squared, you should sign up. That's our con we're running and stuff.
First Squared, February 28th through March 2nd. Be there or be First Squared.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
You know, a lot of people are like, oh, I thought it was Four Squared for furs. Like, no, you fuckers.
No, you know what the worst part is? I never, because originally the name was F Squared.
Yeah.
And then that wasn't a problem. Then we had to change it and it became Fur Squared. And now every time I type Fur Squared in somewhere or try to use text messaging, it goes as Four Squared. And I never realized that. Because I didn't know what Four Squared was until this.
Oh, well.
Eh.
I'll have to deal with it until we're popular enough.
Exactly.
Anyway, so I'm Fur Squared and... We'll see you later. I'm Xander.
I'm Alkali.
Night.
Good night, all.